USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that an undercover FBI investigator met with Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos in London in 2016. The New York Times claims the investigator posed as a research assistant who wanted to know from Papadopoulos whether the Trump presidential campaign was working with Russia. President Trump has repeatedly accused the FBI of spying on his campaign. And Vice President Mike Pence says of the report,
"It's very troubling. Just as the report a week ago that two discredited FBI agents were actually conversing about sending a counterintelligence official to one of my first intelligence briefings."
The president tweets it's bigger than Watergate, but in the reverse. The jobless rate's the lowest it's been in nearly half a century. The April jobs report from the government says it's at 3.6%, and the economy created 263,000 new jobs. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Another Trump nominee drops out of consideration as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Conservative commentator Stephen Moore no longer under consideration for a Federal Reserve Board post. President Trump tweeting Moore deciding to withdraw from the process.
It became a kind of character assassination, and I think in part because the left understood they couldn't beat me on my economic ideas.
Moore in an interview with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business Network's Cavuto Coast to Coast.
I feel bad because I feel like I've let a lot of people down, and the president most of all.
Davenport, Iowa, dealing with record flooding. The Mississippi River still rising, expected to hit 22.7 feet today, the highest level since 1993. The latest teachers to walk out in a major city in America, in Metro Nashville. They're out of the classroom today to protest wages. They had wanted a 10% increase, and the administration's offering 3%. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The editorial page editor of the New York Times is recusing himself from all coverage of the 2020 presidential election. That after his brother entered the race. James Bennett's the brother of Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, who is yet another Democrat who announced candidacy yesterday. Senator Bennett, the 21st Democrat candidate in the race. His brother James Bennett at the time says he will let his two deputies make all op-ed decisions on 2020 coverage for as long as his brother remains in the race. An execution in Georgia overnight. The Georgia man convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and another woman put to death as Scotty Morrow was executed for the two murders and before he died expressed regret for the 1994 killings, apologizing to the families of the two women. He also shot another woman in that attack, although she survived. He ended up being killed overnight by lethal injection. And the actor behind the original Chewbacca in Star Wars has passed away. Peter Mayhew was a hospital orderly when he tried out for that role of the Wookiee. His 7-foot-3-inch frame helped him land that job pretty quickly. He returned to his job as a hospital orderly until the release of Return of the Jedi, when he was able to make a living as a fan favorite on the convention circuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.